Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chase Rice, how's it going, man?
Man, it's good. I'm just relaxing at home. I just got some egg cartons in for my farming career that I'm doing for my chickens.
Yeah.
All and, right. So now I finally get to retire from farming and go back on the road.
So is that something you picked up because of the pandemic then?
Oh, yeah. I was just straight bored. I was like, yeah, I might as well get chickens.
So then how did you get bison?
Same thing. I was bored and had a dinner with a buddy, and he told me about his buddy. It was had bison. He was like, oh, man, you can come out here and do this easily. I'm like, all right, that sounds like a great idea.
All right, if you go to Chase Rice's Instagram, he's got a photo where he says, I worked my bison for the first time ever today. What does that mean to work bison?
Yeah, get them in there. You got to get them in a head chute. And then, you literally just get them in there, lock them down, and give them shots. It's a process because they're not going to just willingly go into their little alleyway.
Yeah, they're big animals.
You got to force them without having them kill you.
Right, which is definitely possible. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah, they're massive. So it was a long day. It was a long morning, but it was awesome. We had an absolute blast. It was my first time ever doing it. So
yeah,
that's real cool.
So nobody got hurt, and we got the shots in them and got them healthy. So
that's awesome. Fun. Are your bison tagged, or do you brand them? Can you brand them, or is there too much hair?
You can brand them. We don't. It's just unnecessary stress on them.
Right.
We tag them. We got tagged. That's another thing we did. I'm sitting there, Bennington, my bull, swinging his head around, and guys are trying to hold his horns. And I'm sitting there cutting the old tag out of his ear, just cutting through the rubber, and then punching the new tag on. So if he takes one hard swing while I'm doing that, my hand's absolutely shattered. Mm.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but nobody got hurt. It was awesome.
That's cool.
So I hear bison is leaner than chicken. So is this guy going to kind of stick around? Or now that you're on the road, you got got a freezer full of meat. What's going on with this guy?
Yeah, I'll have him processed for meat at some point. The bull will never go. He's the only one with a name because of that.
Yeah.
So he's a beast. I'm getting 10 more in 2 weeks, and that'll be it. I'll have between 20 and 30 and, you know, 3 or 4 years, I'll take them, get them processed, and sell the meat.
That's really cool.
I love bison, man.
Yeah.
So good. Chase Rice on the phone with us this morning. He is on the Kane Brown Tour, the Blessed and Free Tour, which is going to be hitting all 29 NBA arenas, including right here in Phoenix at the Phoenix Suns Arena on February 3rd, 2022. Chase, dude, tell us about getting on this tour. Did Kane just, like, text you, or how does this whole thing work?
Yeah, we were on it last year. Actually, it was supposed to be beginning of this year, and my manager called me and said, we're going back, man. Kane wants it back, and Kane and I have toured together before. He used to open for me. I used to open for him back in the, you know, going back and forth back in the beginning of both our careers, and now here we are doing it again together and doing it at a whole nother level. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the year. It's going to be absolutely nuts. Not just us. I think everybody's going to be ready to roll.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. I think the first, like, year back into live music, every single concert's just going to be insane.
It's going to be absolutely nuts. We're sitting over here like, man, we're ready to go, but we forget. So is everybody else.
Yeah.
it's going to be an absolute mess in the best way. I can't wait.
A mess in the best way. That's fantastic.
All right, your latest song, Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen. Love that song so much. With Florida Georgia Line. Tell us how that song came about and, you know, Florida Georgia Line and you both on the same song.
Yeah, well, we grew up together. You know, I grew up with Brian in Florida and then lived together the first 3 years I lived in Nashville.
You lived together?
Really?
Yeah, it was us three in a house. We were writing a bunch of songs together at the time. We, you know, wrote Cruise and then Blast Off. The rest is history. They absolutely took off, which was awesome to see. And then 10 years later, here we are, not only cooler parties, we're still friends through it
all.
So that's awesome. But then, you know, Brian texted me, he's like, man, let's do music again together. Let's go in and produce the song. And then naturally, while we're producing it together, all of us, it's like, it just doesn't feel right with just my voice on it. Let's do it again, boys. So it's our first major collab we've ever done together, you know, outside of just writing songs together. And it's a big one. I couldn't believe the reaction last week in Jacksonville when we played it. It was like, oh, God, we got a beer song. Let's go.
I love the song. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
So as roommates, did they do anything to annoy you? I mean, did you guys have any weird roommate quirks, anything like that?
Not really. We were all pretty good. Tyler lived downstairs and me and BK lived upstairs. We were all good. We'd literally just sit around the fire. We'd go to bars together. We'd rage when we were, you know, young and 21. And now it was drinking beer, talking girls. Amen. Back then, a little more God.
Bet.
But it's, man, we've had a hell of a run together. We've had a lot of success together. They've had a lot of success on their own. So have I. And, it's really special to see this song growing, and it's going to be by January. It's going to be absolutely rocking.
Yeah. Well, I love that you guys are still friends and that whole thing. Starting as roommates, that's cool.
Yeah, man, it's a tough deal because you add a lot of success quick into equations, and it can go south. And luckily for us, it hasn't.
Right. I think that's what's so great about it is that you get, you know, you start out as friends and then as one of you gets success, you know, before the other one or whatever the situation is, you can like lose that friendship because of jealousy and all of the things that happen in life. And the fact that you guys haven't is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's just you know, they're just great guys. They're good people. Hopefully I'm a good person. It's too much success to go around and too much happiness and joy to go around for people to bicker over anything.
So I love that.
We've had an absolute blast.
So both of them have gotten married, you know, and done that whole thing. They poke fun at you about hitching up yet or what?
Nah, I have my bison. I'm good.
Honestly, I get that.
Yeah, I'll get there one day, but I'm in no rush. I feel like the longer I wait, the less chance I have of screwing it up.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That's a good mentality to have. Do you ever go back to your like early albums, like 2011, 2012, and look at those covers and just kind of, you know, like what was I thinking?
God, all the time. I don't go back and do it all the time, but when I do go back and look at old album covers, I'm like, what the hell was I doing?
It's like frat boy.
I know. It is interesting, though, to watch like you go from being such a young guy to like being the adult like man that you are now.
Hey, watch it, by the way. I'm not an old man.
You're older than me. I could have been like, you know, the strapping man that you are now. Does that make you feel a little bit better?
There you go. I like that. I got young ears left in me. The coolest part is it's the music has gotten to the level of maturity that I wish it had been in the beginning, but that's okay. It led me to where I am now. I'm sitting in my breakfast room, and I'm looking at this guitar that I've written so many songs on this year. I've written a lot of songs, just me and a guitar again. I've got lyrics back. You know, there's a period of time following Cruise where I was just writing whatever the hell is popular. And that's all I knew to do at the time, which is absolutely fine. That's just where I was. And now where I am is like, man, I'm writing some songs that I didn't know I had in me. And it's going to be real special coming. You know, the album part three is coming out here in a month. Well, that's going to be a great, it's going to have Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen on it. It's going to have a song called The Nights that's pretty dark but pretty special and very real. It's gonna have If I Didn't Have You as a name, one of the songs on it. It's got some great stuff, but it's going to be a great transition into the full album that I'm going to put out this year.
Chase Rice on the phone with us this morning. Kane Brown, Chase Rice, Phoenix Suns Arena on the Blessed and Free Tour, February 3rd, 2022. Tickets are on sale now. Chase, dude, it was great time chatting with you, and we can't wait to see you and meet you when you're here in 2022. Seems so far away, but you know what? It's live music. We're just happy that's back.
Yeah, people grab their tickets. This thing's going to sell out, I have no doubt. Everybody's fired up for live music. So last time I was in that arena was with Kenny Chesney in 2015, so it's been too long, but we're going to get there. We're gonna give everything we got.
It's been renovated and looks sexy for you, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, Chase, dude, thank you so much for the time. Have an amazing weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.